This month marks the 100th anniversary of the Spanish flu outbreak in Philadelphia. The epidemic hit the city hard, killing about 12,000 people. An outbreak of that scale has not been repeated in the past 100 years, but the flu remains deadly. WHYY's Dana Bate looks at how local experts are learning from the past to plan for the future.
In 1918, Philadelphia was overcrowded. On September 28th, the city hosted the Liberty Loan Parade to encourage people to buy war bonds. Some 200,000 people showed up. Carrie Youngdahl of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia says it was the perfect recipe for a flu outbreak.
There were reports of people collapsing only hours after being sick. Their lungs are filling up with fluid and they're coughing up foam and fluid from their lungs. They were drowning in their own fluids.
Thanks to modern antibiotics, many of those deaths wouldn't occur today. But the flu still kills tens of thousands of people each year. Jennifer Miller wants people to understand how serious flu is and the importance of vaccinating against it. A few years ago, she didn't get around to taking her kids for their flu shots. Then her 5-year-old started panting like a dog and she could barely breathe.
She deteriorated very rapidly. So there's almost no time for the brain to process the information. You just keep thinking like, okay, she was coughing, now she's not breathing.
Her daughter survived, but not without a harrowing recovery. A flu shot might have prevented the entire ordeal. But flu shots don't always work. Last year's was only 42% effective because it didn't protect against the most prevalent strain. That's why pharmaceutical companies are trying to develop a universal vaccine, one that would work for multiple strains over many years. Several universal flu vaccines are being tested in clinical trials. But until one is available, doctors recommend getting a standard flu shot each year. Dana Bate, WHYY News.